More human capital requires more economic freedom. Commentary. Few deny the importance of human capital for economic development. This importance is obvious. Better educated workers are more productive and can be more effectively combined with physical capital, thereby increasing the productivity of the former. Well-protected property rights, low taxation, and minimal regulation increase the returns on human capital acquisition, all the things that speak to economic freedom. For example, if the government imposes strict regulations, the ability of individuals to respond is diminished. For example, if the state requires a special license to practice a profession involve a degree of uncertainty. Why? Because generally, the time spent learning has no value unless the degree is obtained. A person who needs to take 10 courses to obtain a certification, but only completes 9, will not receive 9/10 of the diploma's return. They will likely receive close to 0. The risk of non-completion is a form of uncertainty and represents a cost. Income tax increases the weight of this risk by making risk-taking less profitable. If people are risk-averse, the negative effect of $1 of tax is greater than the positive effect of $1 of subsidy. This is why, when examining the existing empirical literature on economic freedom and human capital, particularly the work of economist Horst Feldman, we find that more economic freedom leads to an increase in human capital. Using the Fraser Institute's Economic Freedom Index, Feldman found that an additional point of economic freedom increased high school enrollment rates by 33.48 to 37.98 percentage points. Another group of researchers, using data from 86 countries, confirmed that finding when they found that an additional point of economic freedom increased the rate of return on education by 0.45 percentage points. This means that freer economies were able to make human capital more enticing for workers. In forthcoming work with Alicia Plemons and Justin Calais, I test whether economic freedom favored intergenerational educational mobility, whether children's educational status in adulthood is determined by their parents. The idea is that if economic freedom is net beneficial, we should see the children of poor parents be able to acquire more human capital. We found exactly that. Economic freedom is potently associated with greater educational mobility. In conclusion, the argument in favor of state intervention in education, without which there would not be enough investment in human capital, is not particularly convincing. The case for more economic freedom, for its part, is far stronger. From the American Institute for Economic Research,